Missy Kid with Ezekiel's Will and the 15-minute rev. Want to welcome everybody to the short 15-minute rev today. I'm actually just going to make this short and sweet, as I have the prophetic word for 2022 for you. And you know what? I forgot to put the title in there, so I'm going to have to go back and edit this video. But I hope you guys are having a great week. I hope everybody has gotten a lot done, getting your Christmas shopping done. But I'm going to put this on there. I'm going to read the word to you. The Lord showed me this morning for 2022. And I was going to actually go into some teaching, but I opted against it because I felt like God's given me the word and that's enough. And then I'm going to be taking the next 2 weeks off. Ezekiel's will not be on air until after the first of the year, to give our peeps a chance to rest and relax and spend time with their families and get geared up for 2022. I've told you guys before, if you're a front runner or an intercessor, that Lord is saying for intercessors to brace yourself. You need to brace yourself for 2022. Don't get jicked out. Don't get worried or interfere, because that's going to be a big demon that's going to be coming at people this year. If you haven't heard Kurt Landry, I think Kurt Landry was talking a little bit about that too, so you might want to catch him tonight. He's going to be taking people through deliverance for that. But what's the prophetic word for 2022? This is what the Lord is saying. It deals with the economy. He talked to me about the economy. He talked to me about world events, the media. And he said, no matter what, in 2022, you need to know and believe above all things that God loves and cares about you. So don't get freaked out and don't take the bait of the enemy, because he's going to be coming after your knowing of how good God is. He's trying to get the body to fall away. Okay, so this is the prophetic word. The Lord said the enemy's getting very angry that God's people are daring to challenge his kingdom. But he's especially angry at those who have begun to become seated with Christ in heavenly places, because they're becoming undefeatable and indestructible. 2022 will be a year of chaos, retribution, but many knees will be falling to the ground as God pounds the enemy back into the dirt. Satan has begun an onslaught like no other against God's people, and he's determined to reign over the earth as God had originally cast him down into. And apparently he misunderstood the instructions once he got here. But Satan didn't plan on God's people beginning to rise up to the levels that some are now rising up into spiritually, nor did he ever think that they would learn to take dominion. And what does this mean for you in the natural? This means that things will look like they're getting very dangerous around you, but God is saying, rest in me and know that I have you, son, or I have you, daughter. And as I take you through these dangerous waters, I need you to stay calm and expect the best of me, as I'm able to keep that which you've entrusted to me until that day. And the Lord says, don't rely on people, but only put your faith in me. Because people will become irrational because many have chosen to stay stuck in the flesh, which is emotionally driven. Many people will make reckless choices in 2022, and which can lead to their demise if they aren't careful, as you must be careful where you go, where you flow, and how you grow. As my church now has become a breeding ground for Jezebel to infiltrate, where those church bodies haven't been purified spiritually. Lord says this is going to be a year where even marriages will get rocky if both spouses do not know me, says the Lord. Relationships, friendships will be tested, determined as to who will serve themselves and who's going to serve the Lord. Economically, if you haven't been preparing, start putting away some extra food. You're going to need to do so pretty quickly, as supplies are being hindered from reaching the store chains on purpose to cause a backup, says the Lord. This coup d'etat that's currently in power will try to force the U.S. dollar to its knees, but I have another plan. Plans to prosper my people in the middle of chaos. Many have come to the place of mismanagement within the body because they don't know how to manage the truth from a lie, meaning they can't discern truth any longer because they've gotten stuck in their own ways instead of moving higher into mine. Had they been willing to come higher, I would have brought them above the fray. But this year, many have dug in their heels through fear, other stubbornness, and even arrogance, thinking that they know more than I. Turn the page here. They will quickly find that things will begin crumbling around them until or unless they ask me back into their atmosphere, because many don't even know that I've withdrawn my spirit from them. Personal finances. He's going to be speaking to the disobedient and for the obedient. For the disobedient, the Lord says, I'm going to take the disobedient through many economic hardships this year for not listening, to try to push them closer to my heart to see what they value. Do they value me or do they value their money? Which will become a very humbling experience for those hearts who realize which category they've fallen prey to, P-R-E-Y. But a very grateful experience for those whose hearts have been awakened. For the obedient, they'll begin to flourish, even when all hell is letting loose around them. Many will feel like they're in the eye of the storm while they become a refuge for strength to help others. I've labeled them the Josephs. World events. Tumultuous as country after country will seem to be in turmoil because many leaders will be vying for power without considering that I'm the one with all the power. And those that choose to lead through the flesh instead of the spirit will find themselves tumbling down. I will pull them out of power, all caps. Many will lose their lives or be brought down forcibly by my right hand as I bring them low, very low. Many, through embarrassment and humiliation, forever thinking they could tell me what to do or how to run my country, all caps, the United States of America, and other countries who have claimed me as king. Leaders will literally turn on each other as I continue to bring their entire system, structure, or fortress and what they thought was so secure down on many fronts. Through banking, politically, all demonic power structures will be smashed to the ground this year. China will begin military maneuvers to begin to try to intimidate white hat leaders that if they oppose their regime, they might get attacked. But the Lord says it's only a ruse, and U.S. righteous leaders will have no patience for it. Beijing will be brought to its knees this year and will almost be on a life support, as I will not tolerate a bully, says the Lord. And they are in no place to bully anyone because I've begun hanging their currency out to dry. I've begun a new move, and I'm waiting for my people to get on board so I can take them higher into my firepower, above all the witchcraft, so that they might prosper and be in good health. And the Lord says, don't let anyone tell you that I'm not in control as a king, because a king is always in authority, whether he's in the castle or not. For those that know the king, they will know peace. But for those who do not, they will know me. They will know nothing but fear as they've been targeted by the enemy to reduce them to nothing but a heap of dry air. People will grow more callous towards those who refuse to do what is right, and they will begin to rise up, and I won't let them be stopped as I'm positioning my people back into power. The enemy, aka witchcraft, has released weapons of mass destruction against the church this year, and they're seeking to force the church to be more flesh-bound or without power, which is why I've been trying to get the church out from underneath the apparatus of religion, because it forces the body to be self-flesh-focused when true love is others-oriented. The media will be pronounced dead this year, and they will begin to crumble like never before as I've raised up shepherds of truth on many social media platforms who refuse to be silenced. And I will make a way for their message to get to my people. The news should always be the good news and information that is accurate and not merely disinformation, which causes confusion. This is part of my truth campaign that I'm releasing to the saints this year. The church, many churches who have refused to come higher into truth will become conduits of manipulation and frustration and will find out that those in their flock are in dismay. Many will not only leave the church, But many will leave the faith because they have fallen prey to the enemy's ploy, making them question my goodness. You see, all the enemy's tactics were sent in to make the sheep question me, to make them think I'm not real, or make them think I don't care about them. But it's also a test of maturity, says the Lord, to see which warriors will climb higher into truth so they can truly see what is of me and what is of Satan, the great father of lies. Pardon me. So the truth here lies in to see which warriors can continue to believe the best of a holy God, no matter what. When they can't sense me, do they still believe in my goodness? When they can't see the future, do they still believe in my goodness? When they don't know what their next step is, do they still believe in my goodness? Which will help to position them back into my heart and how they relate to one another. The overall message for the year is that this is a season of the enemy's rage. Perseverance for the saints, overcoming fear in the flesh, and that stress can spell out disaster for those who are ill prepared, but for those who are prepared, stress can spell out fortitude and advancement in all avenues, and their lives will become a beacon of hope. So saith the Spirit of Grace. I hope you guys have a very, very Merry Christmas, and I want to thank you. That is the word for 2022 that God gave me this morning. We're not even going to be having a New Year's Eve service here this year, as I want to focus on our peeps and try to get our peeps in a line and ready for 2022. So I hope you guys have a wonderful Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. And we'll probably be joining you on the first Monday in January again. And we'll take off where we left off. Okay. Have a blessed time. Bye-bye.